Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam McDonald back with you live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from clear and sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, our old friend, for tonight's Florida State League action between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game one of a six-game series for you, a series that will finish out the first half, the first three games, and then start the second half, the last three games. Mets coming off an okay series against the Tampa Tarpons back at home. Mets went 3-3 in that series. The good news is they won the Florida State League East Division title on Wednesday, starting that series 2-0, but they dropped three out of the last four, looking a little flat in those three losses, including the one on Sunday, 4-0, the first home shutout. But the Mets will look to get back on track here at the Dean, where they are playing their 19th game this season. They are 9-9, the first 18. Mets come into the game 40-22. That is the best record in the East, of course, after already clinching the East. It's also half game better than Fort Myers for the best record overall in the 10-team Florida State League. Jupiter will finish second in the East, and then Palm Beach has a chance to finish third. Palm Beach is 27-34. They're right now a half game better than Daytona. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers has that wrapped up. Clearwater trying to finish in second place, a game and a half lead over Lakeland for second, and then it's a toss-up between Bradenton, Dunedin, and Tampa. Those three teams separated by a total of half a game. Other games around the Florida State League tonight. Bradenton and Dunedin already underway in Dunedin. It's the top of the second and no score. 6:30 games include this one, Fort Myers at Lakeland, Clearwater at Tampa, and the 7:05 game is Jupiter at Bradenton. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to the Dean. Plate meeting underway. Garrett Griffin, the home plate umpire. Nelson Fraley, the field umpire. That's the same blue crew the Mets had 2 weeks ago when they were here to face the other Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium team, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Robbie Robinson, the manager for the Mets, leading his team to a first-half title in his first year. Gary Kendall is the skipper for the Palm Beach Cardinals. While those gentlemen go over the ground rules and exchange lineup cards, let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, making his team-high 12th start is Dom Hamill, Mets' third-round pick out of Dallas Baptist last year. Dom is 4-1 with the 4.25 ERA in his 11 starts. 49 innings, 39 hits, 23 earned runs, 28 walks, and 53 strikeouts for Hamill. Last time we saw him was at home against Tampa. He looked really shaky in the first inning. He managed to pitch six and two-thirds innings of one-hit ball one run, got the win in the division clinching win. So awesome for him after he really struggled in the first two innings, ended up retiring, I think it was 13 in a row to finish his outing. Dom Hamill on the mound for the Mets. Dom will be opposed by Alex Cornwell, a lefty, appearing in his 15th game. This is just his second start. He's 1-1, has two saves as well. 6.29 ERA for the lefty. 24 innings, 30 hits, 18 runs, 17 earned, 14 walks, and 30 strikeouts. It'll be his first appearance since last Thursday, where he went 3 2/3 out of the bullpen, scattering five hits and one run at the Clearwater Threshers. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Alex Ramirez will lead off and play center. Stanley Consueger hits second and plays left. Junior Tillian will bat third and play short. William Lugo hits cleanup. He's at third base. Omar De Los Santos is in right field hitting fifth. Carlos Dominguez hits sixth. He's the DH. Jack Thomas will bat seventh. He's at first. Brady Smith catches and it's eighth. Albert Suarez bats ninth. He's at second. For the Cardinals, Darling Mokay will bat leadoff and play second. Matt Chamberlain is in left field, batting second. Brady Whalen hits third. He's at first. Aaron McKeithen catches, and it's cleanup. John Torres is the DH, hitting fifth. Jeremy Rivas hits sixth. He's at short. Elijah Cable is in right field, batting seventh. Sander Mora will hit eighth. He's at third base. And Adinson Cruz is the nine hitter. He's in center field. Again, it's a gorgeous night for a baseball game here at Roger Dean. Temperature in the mid-80s, partly cloudy, no chance of rain. Should be a very good weather week down here in Jupiter, at least for the first half of this series. We'll see what happens when we get to the weekend. Looking to finish out the first half and begin the second half here at the Dean with no weather issues. As per usual, Tuesday games are closed to the public, so you won't be hearing much via the crowd mic tonight. There are a few scattered fans who made it on the pass list. Most are sitting behind the Mets' dugout. Cardinals behind Cornwell are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us, and the St. Lucie Mets pregame show is in the books. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we'll have first pitch in game one of a six-game series between the Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye, baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. Base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Pitch, Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye, baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rania ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Rania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives a ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It
It's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Game one of a six-gamer. Mets wanting to finish the first half strong, begin the second half strong as well. Three games to go in the first half, including tonight. Nine uninterrupted innings for you. Partly cloudy at the Dean. Got the wind blowing in strong from left field. Be hard to hit it out there tonight. Hard to hit it out here regardless. Mets and Cardinals meeting for the second series this year of the four they are going to play. This is the Mets' last trip here to play Palm Beach this year. Mets went 3-3, or correction, 4-2 in the first week of May in this ballpark. Mets won the first four, really dominant, but Cardinals were able to win the weekend. Alex Ramirez is going to lead off this game for the Mets. Played so well against the Cardinals here that week. He won the Florida State League Player of the Week award. He went 16 for 28. Has not quite been as prolific since, but maybe a familiar setting against a familiar opponent will bring out the best in Ramirez as he looks again to finish his first half strong and maybe get that second half promotion to High A Brooklyn. We'll see what happens in the Mets organization, but the first half ending after Thursday and this series ending after Sunday, maybe we'll see some player movements. Mets did have a couple of roster transactions today. Demoted Levi David, the reliever, to the Complex League. It was not all that surprising as David really struggled to throw strike zones. And Brooklyn demoted Rayson Santos to St. Lucie, a reliever who was with the Mets here last year. He will now be a part of the St. Lucie bullpen. We'll get to that later as Cornwall is pitching from the stretch. His first pitch is on the way, and it's grounded foul just to the right of first base by Ramirez. So Alex already hunting for an extra base hit. And recall that series against Palm Beach last time. He swung at the first pitch in all six games. And he did it again tonight and did not miss a double over the bag by very much. Time called. The pitch comes in. It's hit up the middle anyways. Won't count. A late time there called by Garrett Griffin, the home plate umpire, who just dinged Cornwell with an automatic ball. So that was the reason for the late time call. Well, this umpiring crew, Griffin and Fraley, had a lot of auto ball strike calls the last time the Mets were here against Jupiter 2 weeks ago. And this pitch is fouled off to make it 1-2, including four auto balls called on Jupiter in the first game of the series. So these umpires are very in tune with that pitch clock. Only took the second pitch of the game. Here's a curveball up high from Cornwell. It's 2-2. Here's a ground ball heading off the middle, reaching for it, but unable to get it is Moquette. That's a single for Ramirez. So already a good start for Ramirez. That'll make him 17 for 29 against Palm Beach this season. And up comes Stanley Consuegra, who in a one-week span last week hit three home runs. One to finish a series at Jupiter and two against Tampa. Consuegra takes this first pitch fastball outside. Chris Girard was scheduled to start this game for the Cardinals, but they had a change earlier this afternoon. Not sure what happened, but Cornwell starting instead. Here's a flare into shallow right field. Cable coming in, and the right fielder circles underneath and makes the catch to retire Consuegra, who was none too pleased. Flip the bat out of frustration upon making contact. And now Junior Tillian comes to the plate. Junior started his St. Lucie Mets career here against this team back in May. A quiet start. He just went 2 for 11 in three games. Little did we know that he'd become one of the more prolific players on the team and maybe in the league. There's a throw over to first base checking on Ramirez. He is safe. No score. One on, one out, just underway in the first. Ground ball, base hit, right side. Ramirez is going to take a peek over his shoulder and stop at second as Cable is quickly over to get it. So Tillian singles the other way. And the Mets have runners on first and second for William Lugo. He had himself a very nice week last week. A couple of multi-hit games. Had the go-ahead hit in the seventh inning of Saturday's win. And we'll have an early mound visit as the catcher Aaron McKeithen goes out to talk to Cornwell. Rest of the Cardinals defense, Mora at third, Rivas at short, Moquette at second, Whalen at first, Chamberlain in left, Cruz in center, and Cable's already been busy in right. Cardinals wearing their home white jerseys tonight, Palm Beach in red across the front. The two Cardinal Redbirds sitting on the yellow bat, just like their parent club jersey. That's the traditional road grays. Mound visit over. Cornwell's first pitch is fouled off over towards the Cardinals' dugout on the first base side. So all three Mets, rather now four Mets, who have come up have all tried to go the other way. Ramirez and Tillian successfully with ground balls. Although Alex is more up in the center field range. And even Consuegra on his flyout went opposite field. There's a pitch away, and it's 1-1. Now Lugo's first swing, he was trying to direct that ball right side. So an early opposite field approach for the Mets hitters. Double steal. Pitch is swung on and missed, or is that fouled off? It is fouled off. That ball hit by Lugo, went right between the legs of McKeithen to the backstop. Would have been an easy double steal, but Lugo got a piece. So back they go. Ramirez to second, Tillian to first. Counts the ball and two strikes. No stealing this time. Fastball's cut on and foul tipped for strike three. Lugo can't catch up to the fastball and strikes out for the second out of the inning. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, looking for a two-out hit and an RBI. First pitch, right down the middle for a called strike. We do have the automated ball strike system calling every pitch tonight. So Garrett Griffin just relaying the voice he hears in his earpiece. We'll have that tomorrow night as well, and then Thursday through Sunday will be the challenge games. Double steal again. Pitches grounded up the third base side, but it will trickle foul. So back go Ramirez and Tillian. Both times, base runners getting good jumps, but sent back on the fouls. And it's nothing and two on De La Cruz, or De Los Santos, rather, who went 6-for-19. With the double in the first series between these two teams. Now he's in an 0-2 hole. Double steal again. Pitches grounded foul again. Has to swing now and protect 0-2. So Ramirez and Tillian going to wear themselves out. No score. Two strikes, two outs, two on. Cornwell taking a long look in as the clock ticks down to 4 seconds. There go the steals again. This time the throw to third base is going to be not in time. Oh, it looked like the throw might have got there. Ramirez, tired, just does get the right hand in, beats the tag of Mora. So the double steal eventually happens. They tried it four times, and on the fourth, it works. Pitch was a ball in. Ramirez shaking the dirt out of his belt. Walks down the third base line. Cornwell set for a 1-2, and it's taken low. Good block by McKeithen. Saves a wild pitch and a run. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And De Los Santos chases out of the zone and strikes out. No runs for the Mets. Two hits, no errors, and two stranded, both in scoring position. Dom Hamill will make his 12th start of the season on the other side of the break. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
For Palm Beach, the second baseman, number 37, Darlene Moquette.
Darlene Moquette leads off for the Cardinals against Dom Hamill. You know, in a different world, Dom Hamill isn't starting for the St. Lucie Mets tonight. Max Scherzer would be. Scherzer on rehab assignment, but for Double-A Binghamton. Moquette tries to bunt one, but he pushes it foul off towards his own dugout for strike one. Ah, yes, the famous, or the Palm Beach Cardinals lore, the infamous Jacob deGrom start last year against them on a Thursday night as this ball is fouled off. Palm Beach Twitter account gained tens of thousands of followers by tweeting about Jacob deGrom pitching here and mowing through that poor team. Pitch is fouled away, and as Max Scherzer built up and got closer to rehab start, Cardinals knew that the Mets were on the schedule, but Mad Max up in Binghamton tonight, not here. There's a ball fouled away by Moquette, but still, Jacob deGrom is out there, and he could rehab at some point, maybe with St. Lucie, but unlikely to be up against the Cardinals, as the Mets don't face Palm Beach again until late July. There's a ground ball, weakly hit out to short, scoop by Tillian. Strong throw in the nick of time to get Moquette. Against the leadoff hitter, that all had to develop very quickly for Junior Tillian, and it did. Again, shortstop, not really his natural position, more of a second baseman. He's been flip-flopping at short with William Lugo and Albert Suarez. Today it's Lugo at third and Suarez at second. Tillian at short. Matt Chamberlain, the next hitter, and he fouls one off. No score, one out. In the bottom of the first. There's a ball lifted into left center field. On the run is Consueger, and he will catch it standing up, running full steam. Ball tailed right into his path. Two outs. Binghamton is at Bowie. Or correction, Binghamton is home tonight against Reading. So Max Scherzer's the Reading fight and fills problem, not the poor Palm Beach Cardinals. Scherzer, his battery mate, as this ball is slugged foul by Brady Whalen. His battery mate tonight for the Rumble Ponies is James McCann. That makes sense that those two would pair up in a rehab start. Hamill looking for a 1-2-3 start to his night. There was this curveball inside. Hamill pitched here against the Cardinals on May 7th. Didn't fare so well. Four hits and four runs with four walks and four and a third innings. There's a ground ball foul. Overall, he has had some tough outings at Roger Dean Stadium in general. April 19th, 4 2/3, six hits, three runs against Jupiter. Last time out against Jupiter, 2 weeks ago, four innings, five hits, four runs. And here's a fly ball by Whalen off the top of the wall. Ricochets right to De Los Santos. Here comes the throw. It's cut off in the outfield by Tillian. And Brady Whalen just misses a home run. And it's right off the top of the wall and bounces right back to De Los Santos. A hard hit double by Whalen, but a chance for Hamill to pitch around it. Again, Dom, last two starts ago here, four innings, five hits, four runs. So this place has been a trouble spot for him. He gets another crack at it. Might be his last start here. This pitch is a strike at the knees. Not scheduled to start again this series on Sunday. I'll be Robert Colina in the finale. Ground ball, base hit into right field. De Los Santos comes up with it. Here comes the throw home. Oh, he struggled with it. Now we will throw back to first, and they will get McKeithen in a rundown. Suarez reaches out and tags him out. And it's a run-scoring hit for McKeithen to make it 1-0 as Brady Whalen scores from second base. De Los Santos trying to gather that ball for a throw home, never got a full handle on it, and then ate it, and then he saw how fast far McKeithen went around first and just threw back to first once he had the handle, and Suarez gets him out. So a couple of two-out hits get Palm Beach on the board. Cardinals have a 1-0 lead after one.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Not a fun first inning for the Mets. They had two on and one out, couldn't score. Cardinals had nobody on, two outs, and they did score. But a long time to go in this one, as Carlos Dominguez, Jack Thomas Wolf, and Brady Smith will hit. And all told, that might have been a good finish to the inning for the Mets with De Los Santos juggling that ball in right field. I'm not sure he was going to get Whalen at the plate, and by fumbling that around or not getting a good grip, actually sold McKeithen to go further off of first than he should have. Dominguez flies one deep left field, and it's caught at the wall by Chamberlain. And again for Carlos Dominguez, He hits the ball deep left field here at the stadium. Admires his shot from the batter's box, and it's an out. He did that 2 weeks ago against Jupiter and then was taken out of the game. So not his finest moment. He admired a ball that eventually was caught. Now, there's a stiff breeze blowing in from left, so it's going to be tough to get one out to left field today, especially deep left center. That's where that ball wound up in the glove of Chamberlain. See, on a winless night, sure, that ball's out. But if you're going to go out of the ballpark tonight, you have to do it to right field, it would seem. Here's Wold, the lefty, in the lefty-lefty matchup, and he hits one right over the middle. That's going to be cut off by Rivas, who throws to first in time to get Wold. The shortstop makes the play for the second out. Four straight retired by Cornwell, the emergency starter. He faces Brady Smith. First pitch, slider swung on and missed. Fastball, a strike at the knees, and it's nothing and two on Smith. Still looking to get the bat going. Brady wasn't on the team when these squads faced off in early May. He's still a part of the Rangers organization. There he takes a fastball to above the zone. Smith just 2 for 25. With St. Lucie. He takes this curveball out. He's worked it back. 2-2. And he swings through the fastball and strikes out. Good inning for Cornwell. Dispatches of the Mets 6-7-8 hitters in order. We're in the middle of the second. Cardinals lead the series opener 1-0.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Tom Hamill, a run on 2 hits. In the first inning, only threw 13 pitches, 12 strikes. John Torres takes a fastball high in the zone for strike one. And a curveball away for ball one. Your Max Scherzer update in AA Binghamton. Scherzer threw 1 inning, a walk and 3 strikeouts. 23-pitch first inning in Binghamton. There's a good curveball swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. Well, Hamill does appear to be sharp tonight, even with the run in the first inning. Curveball low. 2-2. Keep you updated on Scherzer tonight. Not sure what the pitch count's going to be or how long he's out there, but a one scoreless inning. Fastball fouled away. Again, if you missed the pregame show, Dom Hamill struggled at the start of his outing last week at home against Tampa. Walked the first two batters a passed ball before he got an out. As this ball bounces away for ball three. So he had second and third, no outs. He struck out the next three. He was in trouble again in the second. The Mets had a reliever warming up, but he ended up going 6 2/3, one hit. Here's a ground ball, base hit into left field, just gets by Lugo. That's now three straight hits against Hamill. Jeremy Rivas announced to the plate. Mets dugout saying, let's get a ground ball here. Somebody above the dugout. There's been three ground balls through the first five batters. Here's another one. It's going to be picked by Wolf. He throws to second. Tillian's throw back to first. Too high over Hamill. Ricochets right back to him. No double play, but no error either. Stillian fired one too high to his pitcher covering. Fielder's choice for Rivas. He's safe on first, Torres out at second. So that was a ground ball, which is what the Mets wanted, but it was a tough ground ball. Good job by Wold to get the lead runner. Stillian trying to avoid hitting the runner and throwing to a pitcher on the move. Mets fortunate that bounced off the dugout, not into it. So a chance for another double play ball, though, as Elijah Cable bats. That's six batters and four have put it on the ground. One out. High fastball gets by for a strike. This fastball just off. Two balls and a strike. Fastball fouled right back. Right in on the hands. Evens the count 2-2. Hamill this inning has been a mix of fastball hovering at 92-93. He's throwing a couple of sliders and a curve. Here he'll spin and throw to first. Close play, but Rivas is back. First inning, Hamill mixed in all those pitches plus a changeup, so he's mixing and matching early. It's heavy on the fastball in this at-bat to Cable. There's a change up a little high, full count. Mets fans behind the dugout, maybe part of the Hamill cheering crew, not happy with that, but it is the ABS. Got to live with the Robo Ump. 3-2, runner goes, pitch is in there for a call. No. Yes, called third strike. Only a delayed call by Garrett Griffin. It is a stolen base. Smith didn't get the throw off. Maybe some miscommunication there. So Hemp gets his first strikeout of the night. There's a runner on second and two down. Cardinals lead 1-0 in the second. There's a swing and a miss from Sander Mora. Yeah, again, I need home plate umpire Garrett Griffin to be a little quicker on the trigger there with these called third strikes, if that's the way it's going to be. Fly off to the right, out of play, and it's 0-2. against the Mets in four games in May. Went 2-4-11. Hamill trying to put him away right here. And he does with the curveball. Morris swings and misses. Hamill, back-to-back strikeouts to end the second. Pitches around the leadoff base hit. Mets will go to the third, down 1-0.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Nine, 1-2 due up for the Mets in the third, starting with Albert Suarez. Got a little cloud cover here. There is a little green dot on the radar. Hopefully we can avoid it. Supposed to be a 5% chance of rain tonight. Might be experiencing a 5%. Suarez draws this lefty-lefty matchup against Cornwell, who's retired five in a row, including three strikeouts. He lines one over towards Robbie in the third base coach's box on strike two. So even the lefty, Suarez, trying to go the other way. Must be part of hitting coach Victor Burgos' plan tonight. It's worked to some effect. Mets have a couple of base hits up the middle and the other way. Suarez fights off another one. Breaking ball, struck pretty well out to left field, but again, that wind's going to knock it down right into the mitt of Chamberlain. That will complete the first turn through the lineup for Cornwell, the surprise starter. The lefty from USC did well. No runs, two hits, and three strikeouts. Now this is the second starter in three games the Mets have faced from the University of Southern California. Saturday night, Chandler Champlain started off okay for the Tampa Tarpons, but the Mets got him in the end for five runs. Here's Ramirez, who singled first time up. He takes a called strike. Singled and eventually stole third base. Takes this curveball outside. Ground ball, the first, scooped up by Whalen. He runs it to the bag and retires Ramirez. Alex tried to go there to start the game, settled for a single up the middle. He goes the other way again, but this time right to the defender. Seven straight retired by Cornwell, and he will face Stanley Kinswager, who flew out to right field in the first. Cardinals lead this game 1-0. A two-out single by Aaron McKeithen. First pitch to Consuegra is low. Stanley hitting 257. 7 driven in. 24 driven in. 7 homers. Takes this curveball for a strike and doesn't like. Out in front of a changeup. Swings through it for strike two. And Cornwell's done a nice job not missing over the plate, keeping a lot of these pitches low in the zone and outside. This one too low. Makes it 2-2. This pitch is grounded up the middle, cutting it off as Rivas. Shortstop low throw. Good scoop by Whalen. And that retires Consuegra. So it's 8 in a row set down by Cornwell. Back-to-back clean innings. Middle of the third. Cardinals have a 1-0 lead on the Mets in the series opener. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah, that's me. On a Tuesday in Jupiter, Florida, first pitch swinging is Adinson Cruz. He flies it right to the Mets center field, the Ramirez. Alex puts it away for out one. A one pitch, one out for Hamill. That completes the first time through the order for Dom. How'd he do? Okay, one run on three hits. Three in a row. He did strike out two. Now Darlene Moquette back up. He grounded out short. First time up, he takes a slider at the knees for strike one. Cardinals got the two-out RBI hit from Aaron McKeithen in the first inning. McKeithen was thrown out too far for first base to end the inning just after Brady Whalen had crossed home plate. The run counted. 0-2 pitch, curveball, swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down, Darlene Moquette. That was a beautiful three-pitch sequence. Slider at the knees, fastball at the knees, curveball below the zone. Now three strikeouts in a four-batter span. Again, this, I won't say a house of horrors for Dom Hamill, but he really has not had a good start here. He's made four, and one of those he served as an opener and escaped it scoreless with the one-out runner at third. The other times, at least three runs. Here's a fly into deep right center. Ramirez puts on his running shoes, gets there in time to retire Matt Chamberlain. A quick 1-2-3 inning. If you blinked, you missed it. Dom Hamill and Alex Cornwell are in a pitching duel on a Tuesday night. 1-0 as we head to the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Junior Tillian leads off the fourth inning for the Mets. Down 1-0. Tillian the last man to reach against Alex Cornwell with a single. And Tillian will take one outside. We're taking a look at some of the video clips between innings of the Rumble Ponies game against the Fightin' Phils with Max Scherzer on the mound and James McCann catching. Well, that's a big crowd up there in Binghamton. Good for them. Scherzer, meanwhile, 2 1/3 innings, hitless and scoreless, a walk and 5 strikeouts. He's thrown 46 pitches. There's a ball down low. Nothing official has been said, but if Scherzer completes this rehab assignment with no issues, he could be potentially lined up to pitch again on Sunday. Mets are in Miami on Sunday, so maybe he can rejoin the rotation then. There's a ball outside, and that was a 4-pitch walk to Junior Tillian. Out of the blue from Cornwell. I don't even think at a 3-ball count until then. William Lugo up next. Lugo struck out swinging in the first. And he takes a curveball down. So that's 5 in a row that have missed to start this inning. Tillian a decent-sized lead, but not going. Ball fouled straight back to the screen. Well, that would have been a wasted crowd if Scherzer had rehabbed with St. Lucie tonight. This place would not have been open to the public. That would have been a interesting dynamic for the... Here's a pickoff throw to first. Just did get back safe. That would have been a... interesting decision by his management staff, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Would they have opened this place to the public if Scherzer had started here? Here's a bleeder into right field, dropping in for a base hit for Lugo. Tillian runs up to second base. A ball squirts through the infield, but backed up by Mora at third.
Now batting right fielder.
Lugo picks up the Mets' third hit of the night. Again, 2 to the opposite field and 1 up the middle. They continue to try to poke it the other way. I believe it started to drizzle here in Jupiter. Some of the scouts have moved up to the last two rows of the stands above the overhang. It is getting cloudy. And those scouts don't like to get wet. Few fans haven't moved. So Omar De Los Santos is up, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. Of all the closed games we've had here to the public, this might be the one with the fewest people in. One pitches outside. I feel like we've had more people on Tuesdays and Sundays before down here, even on the hot Sundays. De Los Santos takes one away. Good eye, 2-1. A pocket of about 8 to 10 Mets fans right behind the dugout. Small family of four on the Palm Beach side, and that's really it other than scouts. Here's a tapper into no man's land, picked up by the first catcher. Or the pitcher throws to first, not in time. That's a great save by Whalen. Omar De Los Santos will be credited with an infield single. Basically like a swinging bunt halfway between the mound and home plate. Terrible throw by Cornwell. Spiked it in the grass, but Whalen able to save him and save a run, probably two. So the Mets have loaded the bases on a walk, a bleeding single, and an infield hit, and Carlos Dominguez is at the plate. 0-1 at the flyout. Mets trail 1-0, and Dominguez ropes one foul over the tarp. Carlos, last time up, hit a deep fly ball to left center field, stood and admired it, and it was caught. Hitting one out there again would get this game tied. And he flies one out of play to the right. The wind has died down. And if he hits that ball like he did the first time up, he's going to get it out this time. O-2 pitch, and he fouls it back. Fastball a little high, but protects with two strikes. O-2 pitch, curveball swung on and missed. And with the bases loaded, Dominguez strikes out. That's a key out because now Cornwell will face the lefty, Wold. Wold grounded out to short in the second. Wants to avoid hitting it on the ground here. Bases loaded, one out. Mets down a run in the fourth, trying to tie this thing up or take the lead. Cornwell's pitch is tapped too short. Could be two. Rivas pitches to second. It's low, and the batter's out there. A runner's out there, but no double play as Wold is safe without a throw. What happened to Rivas out at short? It looked like he fumbled the pitch. Mets will take it. Tillian scores to tie the game. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice by Wold, but that was a tailor-made double play ball that Rivas just butchered at short. Now De Los Santos out at second. Lugo down to third. Wold safe at first without the throw. The Mets catch a break. An easy tapper out to short for a double play, and Rivas is basically, he didn't really even pitch it to second. The underhand dropped it, and it just rolled to the base, picked up by Moquette just in time to get De Los Santos. Otherwise, there would have been nobody out. So Brady Smith is up. He takes a strike. And he swings through a fastball for strike two. And he swings at a slider for strike three. Not a great inning for the Mets. They tie the game, but bases loaded, no outs. One and more than one. Strikeout. ground out, strikeout, limits the damage. The Mets were awfully close to coming away with nothing in the inning. So we're back to square one in the middle of the fourth.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Brady Whalen leads off the bottom of the fourth inning against Dom Hamill. Hamill's retired five straight, three on strikeouts. And he throws changeup low to Whalen, who doubled high off the wall in right field with two outs in the first. But he scored the next batter. Here he flies one into shallow left. This is a long run for Consuegra, still running, and it's going to be Tillian with the catch. Right on the line. Consuegra running almost all the way into the Mets' dugout. Bailed out at the last moment as Tillian saves that one. Not an easy play. Of course, last week on a Tuesday night, all sorts of trouble in shallow left field for Lugo and Consuegra. And remember how that game ended with Stanley falling down to his knees, making a catch, and then throwing from his knees to get the double play? Some excitement there, but it's an out. Now here's McKeithen fouling one back for strike one. McKeithen, the RBI single in the first. And time is called by him. Focuses on getting straps on his batting gloves tightened. Takes a slider away. And Hamill only at 40 pitches. Turning into a very efficient start. Here's a pop-up on the infield, right side. That's Suarez calling for it. Albert makes the catch. Two down. Like the Mets could use a nice long start. They did not get great pitching on the whole at the end of the last series against Tampa. So everybody got a day off yesterday, of course, like every Monday. But if you can give the bullpen a couple of days, as this pitch busts Torres inside for ball one. Skip in for ball two. Hard ground ball. They'll scatter in the Mets' dugout. Goes right in there. That almost got photographer Ed. Mets minors photographer Ed has made his way into the building. Who put him on the pass list? It's not I. The ball fouled back off the roof. Will it come back? don't think so. Hamels got it back to 2-2. There's a pitch. It's a floater towards Wold, but it's foul and out of his reach. Not enough air under that soft liner. Two two again. Slider. Oh, and excuse me, tapper back to Hamel. He'll pick it up. The long underhand throw right to the belly of Wold for the out. Back to back. 1-2-3 innings for Dom Hamel. He has retired 8 straight. Another long string of batters retired for Hamel, just like last week. That'll send the game to the 5th. We're tied at 1 in Jupiter.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Suarez, Ramirez, and Consuegra will bat for the Mets in the top of the 5th against Alex Cornwell. 4 solid innings for him. Here's a bunt back to Cornwell. He will throw to first, this time a good throw. And he beats Suarez by a full step. Well, Albert, not a bad idea in the lefty-lefty matchup with the surprise bunt, but too much of a direct line back to the pitcher. He pushes that one off to the side of the mound. Might have a better chance because the third baseman, Mora, wasn't even close. So Albert out on a comebacker. Now back to the top in Ramirez, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. He takes a ball up and out for ball one. And a strike at the letters, 1-1. Fly out to right. Max Scherzer update. He's pitched 3 full innings for Binghamton tonight. 2 hits, 1 run, a walk in, 5 strikeouts. He's throwing 60 pitches, 41 strikes. Some might think that that's a long rehab outing for a first one. There's a curveball for a called third strike. That's the best pitch of the night by Cornwell. A big over-the-top 12-6er. Route 2. But, look, Max Scherzer, I got to be around the major league team in spring training. The day after the lockout ended and players reported, he was throwing a 40-pitch bullpen. So he was ready. He was ready immediately. So he knows his body. Knows how to get ready. So it should be no surprise that he's attacked this rehab and is already 60 pitches into his first rehab assignment. Swagger takes a strike, did not like the call. Again, it does not matter. The robo-ump. Cornwell trying to get through five innings, which would be a big boost to the Cardinals. Misses on this pitch. And here's a high bouncer toward Rivas. The shortstop waits for it. Over the second base back, throws a dart to beat Consuegra. For a pitcher who was called on an emergency to start, quite a good one for Cornwell. Probably his last inning as the bullpen is up and working for Palm Beach. Five innings, four hits, one run. At the halfway point, and it's a 1-1 game.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jeremy Rivas leads off the home fifth. Dom Hamels retired eight straight. Only 47 pitches. There's the ball fouled back high off the screen for strike one. Well, Hamel in his last start retired the last 15 Tampa Tarpons he faced. He's just over to halfway that here tonight. Throws this slider down and away. Retired Rivas on a fielder's choice. Last time up, the fastball right down the pipe. The strikes are key tonight. Hamill, knock on wood, hasn't walked any. A high fastball, 2-2. As you know by now, listening to this broadcast or seeing the box scores, walks a big problem for the Mets last week. 41 walks in the six games, averaging about seven per. The slider just off the mark. Hamill had the case strut going, but doesn't get the call from the robo-ump. 3-2. Fastball hit into center field. Ramirez on the run, and he's going to catch up to it. That was well struck by Rivas, one of the better hit balls tonight. But all it is a ninth straight out.
Now batting.
Correction, that's 10 straight outs. Bad math. Apparently the broadcaster can't see. Here's Elijah Cable. He is tied up with the high fastball. And there's one that breezes by him up high again. Taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Fastball outside corner called strike two. Well, Hamill pitching very confidently today. One, two, curveball tapped foul. Hamill, a lot of times this season has been very fidgety on the mound, plucking at his jersey, stalking around, moving, shaking. Not today. He's very businesslike, very efficient. was a slider fouled away. He's getting the ball back from Smith. He's setting himself quickly, and he's going. He's in a nice rhythm. A 1-2 pitch, and the curveball's low. Two-two. Fastball tied him up. Strike three, sit down Elijah Cable. Back to that first pitch, the up and in fastball, and Cable can't hold his swing. Strikes out for the second time. He is half of Dom's K's today. That's 11 straight retired. Now Sander Mora, two outs, nobody on, in a 1-1 game. He squares the bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike. Hamill ready to pounce off the mound. So that's where the Cardinals are as a team hitting. They are showing bunt just to give Hamill another look. Fastball, here's like a swinging bunt, dribbled out to Lugo. Bare hand for William, the side throw. Woo! Good play by William Lugo. Bare hand, sidearm, perfect strike right to the chest of Wolds. It's a 12th straight batter retired by Dom Hamill. He's got a chance to match what he did last week of 15. That sends us to the sixth. Good game. Pitcher's duel. We're tied at one.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Cardinals have gone to the bullpen as expected to Roy Garcia, a righty from Nagua in the Dominican Republic. So you can close the book on Alex Cornwell, a season-high 5 innings pitched, beating his old season best of 3 2/3. 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. He threw 66 pitches. Now Garcia pumps in a strike. The Mets had a good shot at Cornwell in the fourth with the bases loaded and no outs, but only got a fielder's choice RBI out of that situation. Fortunate even to get that, as that looked like to be a double play ball. There's a pitch to the backstop. Breezed right through the left-handed batter's box on Tillian. Tillian, the one batter who Cornwell could not retire. Junior singled in the first, walked in the fourth, and scored the Mets one run. Nearly gets hit by this pitch, and it's 3-1, so Garcia coming out of the bullpen and is all over the place. 3-1 pitch down the middle and hit other way into right field for a base hit. Junior Tillian on for the third time. He's 2-4-2. Let's have the go-ahead run on first. We played the first 5 innings in an hour and 5 minutes. Now, last week, the exception of the Wednesday victory for the Mets, we really reverted back to a 2021 style of game with a lot of walks and long games. as Lugo takes a strike. And three games over 3 hours last week. There had only been one game over 3 hours all series leading into last week. As Lugo drives this ball deep right field, that will spin Cable around, and he's going to make the catch. That ball just would not carry. And the wind now swirling in from right. Of course it does, right when Mets try to go the other way into the wind. Lugo is retired on the flyout. Tillian stays at first. And Tillian got a good jump there. I think he was shocked that that ball died. De Los Santos is up, takes a strike. Omar beat out an infield single in the fourth to help set up the Mets' only run. Garcia, that was a changeup on the corner for a strike. For Garcia, this is his 14th game and his 13th relief appearance. He's 1-4, 5.91 ERA. He does have three saves. Slider grounded to short. Rivas throws to second. The throw to first to get Omar not in time for double play as he beats Moquette's throw. So Tillian out at second. A fielder's choice for De Los Santos. Two down. Dominguez will hit. Well, if that is not a double play ball off the bat of De Los Santos, I don't know what would be. And that was clear as a day, a chance for two. But with his speed, forget it. Could not have turned it any better for the Cardinals. Now Dominguez up for the third time. He's 0 for 2 with the flyout to left and a strikeout swinging. De Los Santos trying to run. The throw to second to get him. Not in time. De Los Santos steals second base. No surprise there. His 36th, 37th stolen base of the year to lead all Florida State Leaguers. And Moquette just had to run out and greet that ball. Couldn't get a tag down. Will he try to steal third? Not on this pitch as it's foul tipped, fouled off. And the Cardinals are going to have their hands full this week if Omar is on first base and nobody's ahead of him. Trying to steal third. Pitch is swung on and missed. It goes to the backstop. Omar won't have an easier stolen base than that. With no throw. Well, there's steal number 38 on the season. He's at third base. A wild swing and a miss by Dominguez. A pitch so far outside that McKeithen couldn't catch it. Went right to the backstop. Well, De Los Santos got to be wary of that wild pitch. Breaking ball. Too high. Game tied at 1 in the 6th. Mets have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Garcia's pitch in the dirt. Good block by McKeithen. Kept it in front of him. Garcia takes a long look in. The 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. Slider down and away. Dominguez goes after it. Would have been a clear ball four. No runs for the Mets. A hit, no errors. De Los Santos stranded on third base. In the middle of the sixth, Cardinals 1, Mets 1 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Leads off the home sixth. Dom Hamill's retired 12 in a row, trying to make it 13. He's off to a good start with the swinging strike on a high fastball. Cruz 0-4-1 with a fly out to center. This pitch spiked in the other batter's box. 1-1. Hamill came in at just 62 pitches. This one a little high. A rare time he's fallen behind. It's 2-1. Fastball fouled off. Right side over towards the Cardinals side. One of the relievers tried to run out and stop it with his foot and accidentally kicked it all the way out to Omar. And right field. So we wait for Omar to get it. Get back in position. 2-2. Pitch up high. Full count. Feels like an important pitch here. Top of the lineup looming. 3-2 to Cruz, and he grounds it to Lugo. He'll scoop it up, shuffle his feet, throw it to the first, and has the out. 13 straight set down. That's one of the closer times the Cardinals have been to breaking it up. Arlene Moquette back to the top. He's 0 for 2. Moquette was not with the Cardinals when these two teams met back in May. He pushes a bunt foul right off the net above his own dugout. Moquette, 22 years old. International free agent signing by the Cardinals in 2018. Last year was with the FCL Cardinals in rookie ball. He hits a slider foul. Well, he's had a nice season with Palm Beach. 24 games, slashing .244, .320, .400. .720 OPS. He's got 4 home runs. Curveball low. Makes it 1-2. Fastball. Called third strike on the outside corner. Sit down, Darlene Moquette. He throws his hands up in disbelief. Blame the robo-ump. It is fun to see the hitters and the fans react, though, to like the old-timey strike zone, even though it doesn't exist anymore. Matt Chamberlain takes a ball low. So 14 in a row retired by Hamill. Looking for 4 consecutive perfect innings. Fly out to the right, and it's 1-1. I'm still confused by last week that the Tampa Tarpons did not challenge one pitch from a hitter, despite many sideways looks back to the umpire. They all came from the catchers and pitchers. Two-one to Chamberlain. Called strike right on the inside corner at the top of the zone. 2-2. Well-placed fastball. Hamill delivers. Check swing. Did not go. Curveball in the dirt. So another full count, the second one of the inning. Hamill into the wind, the 3-2. Fastball popped up left side. Remember, there's a lot of foul ground here. Lugo near the tarp, but won't be able to reach over into the second row. Yes, he has lots of foul ground here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. More so than at any other ballpark the Mets play in. Gives corner outfielders and infielders a little more hope. Here comes another 3-2 to Chamberlain. And it's a fastball for a called third strike. Dom Hamill at the knees. Sits down Chamberlain. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the sixth. These are tired. 15 straight batters for the second consecutive outing. Dom Hamill is red hot. We'll go to the seventh with the 1-1 game.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Jack Thomas Wold rolls the first pitch from Garcia to second base. Moquette makes the play. One pitch, one out in the top of the seventh. This game's speeding along, unlike most of the games last week. Back at home. I think it's a clear-cut answer why. Pitchers are throwing strikes. And one walk in the game between the two teams. There's a ball outside to Brady Smith. And, of course, on par, that one walk has scored a run. There's a ball low. Brady Smith, who has struck out twice tonight. And Garcia's fallen behind him 2-0. 3-0 as it's outside. That Mets averaged 7 walks per game from their staff last week. Tampa wasn't a whole lot better as Smith takes a hack 3-0 and fouls it off. One pitch, high strike, full count. Garcia's payoff pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. Much rather have a hit than a walk if you're Brady Smith. a one-out single. That's another opposite field hit for the Mets today. They have five now. Six, and I think about five are to the other side. Now, Albert Suarez up, tried to bunt his way on last time to no avail. Now Moore at third base will creep in as far as he can, still stay on the grass, but cat's out of the bag if he tries to bunt. He will take a ball outside. Game tied at one. The one out, one on, top of the seventh. Palm Beach scored a run with two outs in the first. The Mets on bases loaded, ground out in the fourth. Suarez knocks one out of play left side. Other than that, really, no chances of scoring. Mets had two on, one out in the first inning. A couple of strikeouts into that hope. A big one was the bases loaded, no outs in the fourth, and just the one run. Suarez lobs one into center field. On comes Cruz. Makes the catch, still running ahead, underhanded. But an out's an out, two down. And to the top of the order, Ramirez. That looked like an easy soft out to center field, but the wind blowing in again. Cruz had to run a few extra feet more than expected. Almost fell. Ramirez tonight, 1-4-3. The single back in the first inning. Smith at first base, not much of a running threat. Ramirez takes this one outside. Good stop by McKeithen on the bouncer. Slider out. 2-0. Fastball fouled off. Nobody warming up in the Mets bullpen, so Dom Hamill will come out for the seventh. Only one St. Lucie Met pitcher has made it through seven innings this year. That was Mike Bassel in his last full start back in late May for his promotion. One pitch, a slow grounder to third. Tough play, scooped up, the throw, and one sweet motion by Mora gets Ramirez. Well done by Sander Mora at third base. All at once, scooping and throwing. Beat a fast man. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded by the Mets at the seventh inning stretch. Cardinals and Mets remain tied at one.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Dom Hamill at 79 pitches will face the middle of the Palm Beach order. And he throws a fastball up high to Brady Whalen. Whalen doubled off Hamill, one of just three Palm Beach hits back in the first and scored. Takes the ball low and it's 2-0. Feels like we just started, but we're getting down to the wire here in game one. Whalen takes a cut and fouls it straight back. Mets went 4-2 against the Cardinals in the first matchup between the teams, with four wins in the first four games, and then Palm Beach swept the weekend. There's a pitch too high, and it's a 3-ball, 1-strike count for the first time tonight. Fly out of play. Make the count full. Three-two pitch. Fastball inside corner for a called third strike. Three consecutive strikeouts for Hamill. All three looking. He's painting tonight. A masterpiece. And these are some tough pitches with 3-2 counts. He's not just laying it over. Pinpoint control on that pitch. Rebounding from the 3-1 count. Here's a line drive base hit by McKeithen into the corner. Quickly over to get it is Consuegra. McKeithen eases into second with the one-out double. So he's 2-for-3, has half the Palm Beach hits. Maybe taking advantage of Hamill feeling himself out there, ambushing that pitch, and now the Cardinals have a runner at second. For the first time since the second inning, that ends the streak of 16 in a row retired by Hamill. He'll face John Torres, who has a single and a ground out. And here's a base hit into left field for Torres. Consuegra picks it up. McKeithen will have to be held as the relay throw is cut off by Lugo. Back-to-back pitches for hits. And it's runners at the corners. Well, Hamill, not too much of the strike zone in these last two. And now Rivas will hit. And that's badly needed double play ball or another Hamill strikeout. And with that, Jace Beck will start throwing in the Mets bullpen. So this will be Hamill's toughest task yet as he looks to get an out without allowing the tie-breaking run to score. How quickly things can change. Probably reached his high point, that strikeout of Whalen. Two pitches later, they're at the corners. Rivas has grounded into a fielder's choice and lined out to center. First pitch, fastball, fouled away. This one was more low and on the corner, not down the middle. A spin and throw to first, close play, safe. Wow, Torres nearly picked off. That would have been helpful. A one pitch, pop fly, foul ground, Wohl giving chase. Doesn't have room, it's in the stands. Wind help carrying that 10 rows deep. Nothing in two. Hamill can throw what he would like here. Just have to keep in mind that anything too out of control or in the dirt could bounce away for a run scoring wild pitch. Another spin and throw. Close play again. Safe again. Torres just doves back in. Well, that's the second pickoff attempt. He can't throw over again, or else it's a balk and a run. O-2. That pitch is fouled away. Mets are hoping that that was a miss. Popped out of Smith's mitt. Hamill set for another 0-2. Ground ball, base hit into right field, past the dive of Wold. Cardinals score and take the lead. Three consecutive hits for Palm Beach. It's 2-1. Rivas goes the other way. Hits it right underneath of the diving Wolds to bring home McKeithen from third. How about the Cardinals from 16 straight batters retired to three straight getting hits and knocking Hamill out of the game? Did not see that coming. And after the strikeout looking to Matt Chamber or to Brady Whalen, this game took a complete 180 on the very next pitch. So McKeithen and Torres are ready to hit. Rivas, despite being down in the count 0-2, fights one off and takes a page out of the Mets book by hitting one into right field the other way. Now, Robbie Robinson is not going to make the change. He's going to let Hamill stay in there, much to the delight of the Mets fans behind the dugout and to his own dugout. And for Hamill to pitch this well and to be taken out on three straight hits would be tough. Well, maybe he'll give him, Robbie will give one more batter. Can Hamill reward his manager? He gets a foul on a curve here for strike one. Campbell has struck out twice. Well, maybe a good hitter for Hamill to get back on track against. Slider for strike two. Hamill's 0-2 pitch comes inside, boy, nearly hit Cable. Lifted his arms up. One-two pitch, slider fouled off. Hamill, the mid-90s with his pitch count now, as a late time is called. So this will be the last batter he faces tonight. Trying to get a strikeout or a double play. A 1-2, fastball down and away. Cardinals have taken the lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Hamill trying to stop the bleeding. He's ready with another 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Slider down, and it's a full count. Both dugouts cheering on their respective player. Well, the Cardinals send the runners here. 3-2 with one out. No. Pitch is grounded towards short. Tillian throws to second. Suarez won't get a throw off. A little surprised Albert didn't take a turn and look at first. I'm not sure he would have beaten Cable when he never bothered to look that way. Just kind of checked the runner Torres at third. So a fielder's choice ground out for Cable. Good matchup, won by Hamill, and that'll be it for Dom, as expected. So after three straight hits, Robbie comes out, lets him get one more out, finishing on a better note. And now we'll turn to Jace Beck with runners at the corners and two outs. Cardinals have taken the lead, but the Mets still right in it. They need Beck to strand a pair. Great start by Dom Hamill. We won't be pleased with how it ended. But you can't argue with retiring 16 straight batters.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Big spot here for Beck, trying to close out this inning, keeping the Mets down just a run, facing Sander Mora, runners at the corners in the bottom of the seventh, 2-1 Redbirds. Beck, first pitch is fouled back. Mora, a strikeout and a ground out. Tonight, 0-4-2. This is Beck's fourth appearance since being called over from the complex. He's not given up a run in 3 2/3, trying to make it an even four innings. Here's a pitch to the backstop. Ricochets right to Brady Smith, who will pick it up and tag the runner out at the plate. What a rebound, as Torres never even made it home. Beck sailed it, went off the padding, kicked right back to Brady, who picked it up, ran back to home plate, and tagged out Torres. Might have been the best wild pitch you'll ever see if you were a St. Lucie Met. Nope, that's a weird way to get the third out of the inning, and it's an out regardless. Palm Beach gets three straight hits to take the lead in the seventh. We go to the eighth, 2-1.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Stanley Consueger trying to tie this game on one swing. Yanks it down the left field line, but foul. That pitch out of the hand of Roy Garcia hits third inning of work. throws a high slider away. Mets were down by a run earlier in the game, managed to tie it. Trying to do the same here in the eighth. Running out of outs as Consuegra works on this 0-for-3 night. Takes the ball outside, it's 2-1. There's a swing and a miss on a changeup. Update from Binghamton. Max Scherzer out at 3 1/3 innings. 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. He threw an even 65 pitches. I guess it's not even, but a nice number there. Seeing the Twitter highlights between innings. Not going to lie, I'm very jealous of the Rumble Ponies as Consuegra swings and misses at the slider. Sounds like a fun game to be a part of and to broadcast. Looks like a sellout crowd in Binghamton. The fans saluting Scherzer as he walks up the mound, and Scherzer saluting them right back. And here we are in Jupiter. Don't get to play in front of any fans. Mets trying to create some energy here on their own as Tillian takes a strike and a ball. Junior has not been retired today. 2 hits and a walk in the 1 Mets run. And here he hits a weak ground ball out to first. The race is on. First baseman Whalen gets there in time to retire Tillian. 2 up, 2 down in the top of the eighth. And William Lugo. We'll come to the plate. 1-4-3 with a single. And he takes this Garcia pitch outside. And the pitch low. It's 2-0. So we will see what is next for Max Scherzer. If it's going to be another rehab appearance or he's going to make it back to the big Mets, he'd be lined up to pitch Sunday at Miami. I wonder what time that game is Sunday in Miami. Our game here is in noon, about an hour and a half north of Miami. Be fun to jet down after the game. Here's a ball inside. Lugo takes a 2-out walk. See if the Mets can do anything with that. Just the second walk in the game. Both issued by Palm Beach pitchers. First walk, Tillian scored. Here's De Los Santos, 1-4-3, an infield hit. 2 stolen bases, numbers 37 and 38. He hits one a ton, but foul. Again, that wind is like it was in the start of the game, blowing straight in from left field. The Omar in the previous series the Mets played here against Jupiter did have a first pitch of the game home run to right field. We know he has the power to go out there. High breaking ball. Makes it a 1-1 count. Trey McLaughlin is throwing in the Mets bullpen. And Jace Beck may be done for the night after getting one out. Here's a fly into left center. Cruz fighting the wind, but camps underneath it and catches out number 3. De Los Santos retired. Nothing comes of the William Lugo 2-out walk. When the Mets come up the next time, they'll be down to their last 3 outs. They're hoping it'll be just by 1 run. McLaughlin coming in for the home eighth, and we come back. Cardinals lead 2-1.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. the city council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Trey McLaughlin doing something very rare in single-A ball, pitching back-to-back games, but with an off day in between. Here's Sander Morup swinging and missing at the first pitch. Well, Trey, easy day of work on Sunday against Tampa, a perfect inning with just eight pitches. So fresh to pitch the eighth here. The Mets down 2-1 in the series opener. Gets a swing and a miss on a slider in the dirt. And it's nothing and two. So Jace Beck, just a third of an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Only threw two pitches. One to the backstop, which got the out. As it ricocheted back to Brady Smith, and he tagged out runner at home. Here's a fly deep left field. Putting his head down and running back is Consueger. He's at the wall, spins around, and nabs it. Another ball crushed by the wind as Mora flies out deep to the track in left, the very back of the track. Stanley fighting the wind, spins around, feels against the wall, and reaches to his left to pluck it from the sky. So Sander Mora, just like Carlos Dominguez, losing a home run on the wind. Wind certainly blowing in forcefully enough to cost that ball an extra 5-10 feet, which would have made it a homer. So for the Mets, it giveth and taketh away. Here's Adenson Cruz. He takes a called strike. Rain has started to fall here at the Dean. A light rain. Rain we can certainly play through. There's a swinging strike. Cruz cannot check his swing on the high fastball. There's a swing and a miss on the slider. McLaughlin strikes out Cruz for the second out of the inning. Yeah, this is more of an annoying rain. It's going to chase the scouts and the fans to the upper reaches of the stadium under the last couple of rows. Most of the players seem unbothered by it. Still on the top of the dugout. A passing moon shower since the sun is now set. Darlene Moquette is up. He takes a strike. The ground screw has assembled by the tarp. I think that's needless. They know better than I do. There's a pitch bounced in. Cardinals lead 2-1. Two outs, nobody on base in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mets next inning will have Dominguez, Wold, and Smith. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. If anybody gets on, Suarez. Maybe somebody like Bear Sierta Guerrero could pinch hit. Fastball. Did he go around on appeal? No. Moquette today. Two strikeouts and a ground out. McLaughlin in danger of an automatic ball. Gets it off just in time. Weak ground ball out to Lugo. Spears it. Throws a low dart in the nick of time to get Moquette. He's 0 for 3. A 1-2-3 inning for McLaughlin. That will send the game to the top of the ninth. Mets need a run to keep it going. Cardinals lead 2-1.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Well, as we went to commercial break, the rain really started picking up here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Cardinals were out warming up, but they have waved the teams off the field. They're not going to put the big tarp on, it does not appear, but the grounds crew is going to tarp the home plate area and the mound. It's coming down steadily right now. Just a tiny little red and orange blip on the radar. It's a fast moving storm. This should not last very long. They've got the Gator golf cart in position to roll out the tarp if necessary, but I think right now the ground crew, the umpires, content just to let the infield dirt get rained on, just cover home plate and the mound. Not a lot of wind today, so no problems with just the small crew putting that tarp on. So we were poised to perhaps play this game and under 2 hours, but this is Florida weather for you. You can go all day with the 5% chance of rain, and that 5% ends up nailing you. And that's what has happened here. And the two teams, their dugouts are not connected to their locker room, so everybody's just staying in the dugout, tucked up underneath, just waiting for this storm to pass. Well, the few fans and the scouts that were here have quickly headed for shelter. But again, a fast-moving small storm should be passing by soon enough. We're going to keep the crowd mic on, but lower the broadcasts. We'll jump back on when we resume this game. When we do, it will be the top of the ninth. The Mets down a run. We'll have Dominguez, Wold, and Brittany Smith to the plate. Who knows, perhaps once this fast-moving storm gets out of this place, the wind will die down, and that might give Carlos a better chance to punch one out of here to left field. But Cardinals trying to close it out. Roy Garcia was heading to the mound for a third straight inning. We will see what happens with him if this is any kind of lengthy delay. Maybe the Cardinals will have to get somebody else going. But it does appear that this storm will be passing through quickly, and hopefully within the next 10 minutes we can come back on the air and bring you the ninth inning. Thank you. Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with you. Adam McDonald with you from Broadcasting Booth. The tarp has been taken off the mound and home plate. The rest of the infield has been dragged by the grounds crew. The rain has moved out of the area. The delay is coming to a close as the Cardinals are on the field warming up, and that does include Roy Garcia. So the mini rain shower and delay did not last long enough to knock him out of the game. Cardinals have a 2-1 lead. They scored on a two-out double and single in the first inning. Mets had the bases loaded, one out, no outs in the fourth, scratched across the one run to tie the game. And then three consecutive hits by the Cardinals after they had been retired 16 straight times broke the tie in the seventh inning. Mets went 1-2-3 in the eighth, and now they will try to mount a comeback here in the ninth. Throw down to second complete by McKeithen, and here comes Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, who hit a fly out to the warning track straight into the wind in the first at-bat he had tonight, will now bat with no wind at all as that fast-moving rainstorm has died the wind down. First pitch as we're back underway. Oh, it hits Dominguez. Ran inside and hit him somewhere on the back of the arm. And the Mets have the tying run on base on the first pitch of the ninth. Yeah, hard to figure. You would think that it would figure to be the Mets would have the advantage after the rain delay as the Cardinals were buzzing through. And Garcia, who did seem to have some problems with command but didn't only walked one in the first two innings, had to sit and wait. So now Wold will bat. Dominguez, we'll keep an eye on him. He's one of the more aggressive Mets base runners. He and, of course, De Los Santos. First pitch to Wold, and Wold flies it into shallow left center. Three Cardinals are there. It's Rivas, the shortstop, making the catch. Wold hit one way up in the chute. But is out number one. Dominguez has to stay back at first. Now Brady Smith trying to keep the train moving, get Dominguez up to second. Has to avoid hitting one on the ground for two. He has a single and two strikeouts tonight. And he takes a fastball right down the chute for strike one. And Dominguez, nine stolen bases on the season, second most on this Mets team. But it's a slow track out there. Oh, Brady almost took one off the dome. He backed out of the way. Fastball buzzing the brim of his helmet. Mets down a run, tying run on first base, one out, top of the ninth. Foul ball straight back. Dominguez started and stopped. It's 1-2. Suarez due to bat next, but Raul Bercierta has moved into the on-deck circle. Spin and throw to first. Dominguez is back safely. Could have seen Albert staying in the game. The Mets got both Dominguez and Brady Smith rolled on for a bunt chance, but that will not be the case. Breaking ball high. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia set. There's a swing and a miss. Brady Smith strikes out on the slider. Third time he struck out tonight. And after the first pitch of the inning, saw Dominguez get plunked. Garcia's got a chance to shake that off as Raul Bercierta comes to the plate as the Mets' last hope. Suarez went 0 for 3. Missed chance on a bunt hit. And now Bercierta Mets last hope. He's got four home runs on the season, hitting 286. Needs a hit to bring up Ramirez, and he takes a strike. Always a difficult task, especially at this level, to come off the bench cold this late in the game. Garcia's next pitch, a breaking ball too high. Good eye. A 1-1 off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Garcia's pitch just off the plate again. Well, a walk to Bercierto would bring up the Mets' top prospect with the tying run in scoring position, and Alex Ramirez. Three-one. Bercierto will swing and miss. That would have been ball four. It was way out of the zone. So full count. Mets down to their final strike. Dominguez on first. Will be taking off running. Garcia, a long look in. He is set for the payoff pitch. And it's a foul tip, strike three on what would have been ball four again. And that ends the game. Garcia strikes out Bercierto on pitches out of the zone. And instead of Ramirez batting with the tying run on second, the game is over. The Mets in a mini slide here. They've now lost four out of five. And the last two games, they've been held to just a single run on a ground out. Cardinals form that happy high five line between the dugout, second, and the mound as they take the series opener by a 2-1 score. Well-pitched game. Winning pitcher, Roy Garcia. Losing pitcher, Dom Hamill. Well, that's a tough loss for Dom Hamill. Retires 16 batters in a row. You hope to come out with at least with a win, at least a no decision. But it was not in the cards today. It's in the cards for the Cardinals as they improve their record to 28-34. Mets will drop to 40-23. Take a break, come back with the postgame, so to wrap up Palm Beach's 2-1 win over the Mets on this Tuesday night.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This. Mets Postgame Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up this ball game, a 2-1 Cardinals win. Entertaining game, but for the Mets side, that's another night where they looked pretty flat. They had that big win last Wednesday to win the division. They've lost 4-5 since, and really, if not for Omar De Los Santos, making that great catch Saturday night to save the game. They're probably looking down the barrel of a five-game losing streak. So Mets got to kind of shake off that post-division win hangover and start getting back on track as this half wraps up and the second half begins. Again, it's essentially the same team. Not a whole lot has changed since the Mets won that division on Wednesday night. But just kind of some flat performances, especially by the offense. Let's get to the scoring summary. It shouldn't take long. Cardinals got a surprise run in the first. First two batters retired. Next batter, Brady Whalen, doubles. Next batter, Aaron McKeithen, singles just by Jack Thomas Wold. That brings in Whalen for a 1-0 lead. After that, Mets tied the game in the fourth inning. They loaded the bases with no outs. They had Dominguez at the plate. He liked those chances, but Dominguez strikes out. Wold hits into a double play ball, but the Mets get a run out of it when the shortstop Rivas can't get a good pitch away. So that brings in a run, and then Brady Smith strikes out, and the inning is over. So bases loaded, no outs, leads to just one run. In the seventh inning, Brady Whalen struck out to start the inning. That was the 16th straight batter retired by Dom Hamill. But then give the Cardinals credit, they were ready to hit the next three. All got hits. McKeithen a double, Torres a single, Rivas a tie-breaking single for the 2-1 Cardinals lead. And the Mets' answer, there wasn't much of one. They got a walk and a hit batter in the eighth and ninth inning, but no runs and no hits. Let's move to the box score, starting with the line score. The Mets 1 run on 6 hits, no errors. Palm Beach 2 runs on 1 hit and 6 errors, no errors. They were the top two defensive teams coming into the game in the league, and it will stay that way. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Junior Tillian goes 2 for 3, reached base 3 times. Nobody else had a multi-hit game. Nobody had an extra base hit. De Los Santos 1 for 4 with 2 stolen bases. For the Cardinals, McKeithen 2 for 3 with a double and an RBI and a run. Torres went 2 for 3 as well. Rivas 1 for 3 with the go-ahead RBI hit. Whalen hit his 8th double, McKeithen his 3rd. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Dom Hamill, the unfortunate loss, he's 4-2. 6 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, no walks, love to see that. 7 strikeouts, deserve better than an L. Beck got the 1 out he was asked to get in an unconventional way. And McLaughlin, 2nd straight game, he's pitched in a perfect single inning. 11 pitches, 9 strikes for Trey. For Palm Beach, Cornwell, the surprise starter, his longest out of the year, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Roy Garcia gets the win. He's now 2-4. He pitched the final 4 innings scoreless with 2 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Ball game was played in 2 hours and 17 minutes, and that includes a 16-minute delay. And attendance not listed, as they are not allowed to announce anything when it's closed to the public. Now the Mets will turn their attention to tomorrow as they try to end this mini two-game losing skid and have lost 4 out of the last 5. It'll be another 6:30 start here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Silver Sluggers night, so we'll welcome fans back in. Hopefully we can avoid any rain nonsense like we had in the ninth inning tonight. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Roger Dean, Palm Beach Cardinals 2, St. Lucie Mets 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.